Well, I got a little message this morning on my wood stove. That little wood stove cost us a little bit of money. So I ought to get something out of it, huh? We bought it at Helena, the lumber yard there. And I don't think we've ever had a wood stove before. We had a, at Guthrie, we had a fireplace. Oh, yeah, we had one at Breckenridge, that's right. But it wasn't quite as nice as the one we got now. Anyway, the investment has been well worth it. I love to have, I know all you don't like fireplaces and stuff. You probably can't relate. But I like a fire. I like the wood stove. I like the glass on the front where I can clean the glass and I can see the warmth, the glow of the fire. I like the warmth that it gives. I like the savings on our electric bill that it gives. But it takes a little bit of effort to keep the fire going. You got to put some wood on the fire. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, just a little bit about home fires, keeping the home fires burning. It's so important for us to put forth effort to keep the fires burning at home, in the congregation, in the church, people of God, because there's warmth. And you know, it is winter time. It's winter time. And it's nice to have warmth, so much more in the winter time. I don't know how it's going to be in the summertime, but I might even throw a few logs on then, just to see the fire go. I love the smell of it. I love the smell of wood smoke coming out of the chimney. I just like it. But it brings so much warmth to a home. And it's very vital for us to have warmth in our home. I want to pray that you bear with me just a little bit. I want to read you just a little bit this morning that something that I came across. And so don't tune me out. It says he had been in the embrace of a deep and refreshing sleep for more than an hour when she at last found time to go to bed. He had come in from a day in the fields, thoroughly tired, and as soon as his chores were done and his supper eaten, he had lain down for his night's rest. She had tidied her kitchen, shut up the chickens, put the children to bed, brought a bucket of water from the well. We know this is an older story, huh? But it still relates. And had done the many other things which mark the close of a farmer woman's day. All the time she had been thinking that she was as tired as he, that he might have helped her till she could rest also, that he did not care how hard she had to work, that she was not appreciated. And as she pondered these thoughts, she became more weary and heavy-footed. Her life seemed hard and dark and uninviting. It was so different from what she had pictured it. She had thought he would always be kind. Now the sharp thing he had said when she was a little slow with dinner rankled in her heart. He had not considered that with garden making and chicken raising and three children to care for beside the housework and cooking, she had her hands more than full. No one appreciated her efforts, and life was hardly worthwhile. The next night, she was getting ready for bed at almost the same late hour. He was already sound asleep as he had been the night before. She had done all the many things that had been her work then, but her thoughts were in an entirely different channel. He was worn out completely, she thought, and needed the rest. Her children were the sweetest, dearest cherubs on earth. It was a pleasure to live where she saw things growing. Her garden was a beauty and her chickens were thriving well. She was tired, but what of that? It was a joy to be well and able to work for those she loved. She lay down with a glad heart and happy anticipation of the morrow. What had made the difference? It was not in her environment nor in the weariness of her body. No, not here. That morning he had stopped on his way to the field, slipped his arm around her and planted a warm, fond kiss on her lips and told her what a brave little woman she was and how much he appreciated her loyalty to him and their home. It had not taken him a moment to say all that he had to say it. But it had made her work like play all the day long. It had set the joy bells ringing in her heart and had lifted her load of discouragement. And then there's a poem that goes with it. It's called Only a Kiss. Only a kiss, but it lifted the load and took the stones from a rocky road. She was given courage again to try by his tender kiss when he said goodbye. Only a kiss, but his heart was strong to battle that day against the wrong. He could not stoop to actions low after that kiss when she let him go. He could not afford to leave her sad when only a kiss would make her glad. Nor she to send him on life's pathway lest the tender kiss to begin the day. That was a touching account that I read, and I was thinking about how sometimes it only takes small, little courtesies, attentions to make a big difference in our day, in our steps, in our outlook on life. Now, I've got two dogs. And one of them, when I'm at home, he likes to always be in my presence. Where I'm working, he likes to sit about 5 yards off and watch everything that's going on. He's the older dog. And then I've got a younger dog, and I'll go be doing chores about the home, and he'll be running beside me, and he'll jump in my path. He'll look up at me, and his tail is just a wagging and beating the ground. And what do you think he wants? He wants some attention. And it usually doesn't take, I'll take 5 minutes. I'll get down on my knee, and both of them will come up there, and I'll scratch their necks and rub their ears and scratch their back and rub them. Maybe 5 minutes. And Skyler takes off like he's on fire. He'll run around the yard wagging his tail, bouncing with Brute. It just makes his day to get some attention. You know, we are like that. Now, don't tell me you're not, because I know you are. You may not show all the quite be quite so excited as Skylar is, but I know you like attention. I know you like appreciation. And our hearts are like a cup that has the capacity to receive blessing, help, strength from people, from sources. And you know, God has a way of using people, using one another, to help encourage us and strengthen us along life's way, to fill our cup up, to keep the home fires burning, to keep our lives aglow. You know, when you think, sometimes you look and the world is in such a despondent, so many times they're looking for so many different places and wrong areas and places to be fulfilled and satisfied. But there's a longing in people. There's a longing, wanting to be loved, wanting to be honored, wanting to be respected, wanting to be appreciated. And those things, when we do those things, when we take the time and we make the effort to put another log on the fire, there's warmth, there's comfort that comes from that. Now, I was up pretty early this morning, and when I got up, the fire had gone out. There was just a coal. There was some coals in there. I had to shake the ashes off a little bit and bring up the coals to the top. And that's better than no fire. But a fire is much better. And I put some things, I was just starting to get it started going, so I just put a few little things on there to get it going. Leah came in after a little bit and she said, why don't you put some more wood on the fire? Make it bigger. Put some more wood. Get some more heat generated in here. So that's what I did. Went and got more wood. Stuck it on the fire, and boy, sure enough, it doesn't take a whole lot. When you got some hot coals in there going, it goes up pretty quick, and the benefits felt are quickly received and realized, and they're good benefits. You know, the things that we do, I thought about Jesus there. Was it Martha that came and broke the alabaster box of ointment? I don't remember who it was. But she came to Jesus and she broke that alabaster box of ointment and poured it upon the Lord's feet. Anointed Him. And the disciples looked on and they said, that's such a waste. All this could have been saved and given to the poor. And you know, but Jesus didn't. And they were used to giving to the poor. I mean, they had that mindset of helping the poor. But Jesus said, don't trouble her. She has done this basically because she loved me. She broke this ointment for me. It was because she was honoring Him. She was showing her appreciation for all that the Lord had done for her in her life, that caused her to come before Him weeping and giving that box of that ointment that was expensive to Him. And to the disciples, it just looked like that was a waste. I want to tell us this morning, those things that we do to show appreciation, to show love, to show kindness, warmth, they're not a waste today. They're not wasted. They're very valuable. sometimes people may not appreciate them maybe when they were given all together at the time, like we maybe feel like they should. But that doesn't really matter. The important part is that we put forth those efforts and continue to work at building the home fires. That the atmosphere is good. That it's inviting. That it's warm. And our attitude and our spirit is that same way. I read another account. I won't read you that whole account. It's in the same book, but it's a little lengthier. This young couple, they started out, their first year of marriage was wonderful. It was blessed. He would hurry home from work to be in her company. She was waiting at the door to greet him. Just enjoyed being in one another's presence. But after 10 years, it wasn't working that way. He had to go out of town quite a bit on his business, on his trips. And this was a very extreme case. And this was an older story too, before the days of the telephone. But there was a coldness that came into their marriage. A coldness in their relationship. And she felt it. She recognized it. But it seemed like he just had so many activities that kind of kept him going on and on and on. He had so many friends. He had his work. And she struggled raising the children. One day he came home to an empty home. And she left him a note that said, "I've gone to be with my dad and mom. Don't bother to come." Oh, he was outraged. He got upset. How could she do this to him? He had been gone several weeks, working hard, come home, and now the home's empty and she's gone. He went to a neighbor's house to find out all the events that took place. Lo and behold, they had a child, a little son, that caught pneumonia and died and was buried. And it began to dawn on him like a ton of bricks. The cruelty, the coldness that he had inflicted upon his wife. He went to the cemetery and he wept sore, brokenhearted, prostrated. He got up, he walked home. As he saw his house, he saw the signs of his neglect. Things that were broken down, things that he should have been taken care of. It was a hard lesson for him to learn. But he didn't give up. That night he said, "You know, I've been doing well with my business." He thought, "I want to build her a bigger, nicer home." He thought about just going back and getting her. He said, "No, I want to make good my promises, my word before I go." So he got the builders going, got them building on the house, working. He got a structure going up. And then he went back to his wife's parents with a lot of anxious thoughts, with a lot of torments in his mind and spirit. When he got there, he saw her on the front porch, sitting with her hands in her lap, with a blank, listless stare out on the horizon. And he came up to her and he whispered her name. And she broke down in sobs. in his arms. And he broke down and sobs in her arms too. He changed after that. His life was changed. He no longer stayed out with the guys. He no longer just did his own thing. But he fulfilled his word. He built her a home. Took his little family back home. And the Lord blessed their marriage, their home life after that. There's a lot of things that have to play that work against home fires. Some of them are the cares of this life, the wear and tear of the cares of life, responsibilities of life. Sometimes offenses come into play, hurts come into play. We begin to withdraw. We can begin to distance ourselves. We can begin to enclose ourselves and separate from one another. Maybe just even in mind and heart and spirit, if not in actual distance. I want to challenge us today to keep the home fires burning. Do whatever it takes. Whatever investment, whatever effort. And I pray, I don't know, Lord, help me to be creative, to know how to express love, to know how to express appreciation, gratitude. It's so easy to take things for granted at times. It's so easy for us to get wrapped up in providing and working. And we fail to recognize the needs, the emotional needs that we have. You know, Hitler's regime, they did a experiment with babies where they gave them food, they gave them the warmth, but they withheld human touch, they withheld human voice of affection, caresses. And those babies lost the will to live and died. We need more than just food and clothing and the natural things of life. We need love. That's the way God created us. We need appreciation. I wanted to mention also the congregation there in Revelations, the second chapter. He commended them. They were doing so many things right and so many things good. But he mentioned to them, he said, you've lost your first love. And what I picture is that they got into a form. And they weren't really being motivated by the love of God. They were doing many of the right things. They had discernment. They had so many other good qualities about them, and the Lord commended those. But he said, one thing you lack is you've lost your first love. You know, in our relationship with God, we also need to keep logs on the fire. We need to take time in this busy world that we live in to show God that we appreciate, that we're thankful, that we love Him, that we're giving ourselves to Him. You know, the Lord is able to fill. And I was thinking about this, you know, that script, one scripture it says, be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, when we're filled and we've got excess and we've got the fullness of God, we have something to share, don't we? We have something to offer people. And I noticed in my own life when I'm full, I tell you, it seems like it comes out. It comes out in smiles. It comes out in my attitude. It comes out in the things I say and the way I look at things. But when I'm empty, I don't have much on hand to give to other people. When I'm empty, there's not much excess there to give. Because it seems like when you're on empty, it's almost like survival mode. You're just getting by. You're just barely making it. And the Lord has something better for us in the Christian life than just barely getting by. Just barely making it. And you know, all we have to do is go out there and get some wood, open that door, put it in there on the fire, and let her go. We put a little effort into it. The promises of God are yea and amen to them that believe. God works. Another thing I've noticed about my life, and I don't know if you've noticed this too, but a lot of the things that affect me naturally, I carry over into the spiritual. Do you do that? Sometimes when I feel like I'm not quite as close to my wife as what I should be, then many times my perceptions of God are the same way. I carry many times the things that happen in my natural life, it reflects in my mind and my spirit into my spiritual life. But there's an answer for it today. And that's putting some more wood. It may take a little effort. It may take a little strength, a little sacrifice. You know, Southwestern Bell, years ago, they had a commercial that said, reach out and touch someone. And it was about the telephone. Reach out and touch someone. A little conversation, a little on the phone. Brother Galen's done that to me several times. Hey, Brother Bob, how you doing? I appreciate that. You know, we have that access at our fingertips. We have so many ways that we can reach out, touch someone. Anyway, I just want to encourage us this morning to keep the home fires, keep them burning. Keep it warm. Keep it aglow. Don't allow it to become a cold, uninviting, unattractive place. But let's keep the home fires burning in our spiritual lives, in our homes, the congregation. It makes the difference. Oh, I didn't tell you the title of that little story I read you. The title of it was called The Difference. And all it was, it changed her whole attitude, it changed her whole thought, was a nice, nice fond kiss. Now I know some of you are not married, but I think you get the message. There's something you can do to show appreciation, kindness, love, and affection. And it goes a long way. Appreciate your attention this morning.